Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
Look back at Friday night and markets. US equity markets had a strong session as investors digested the latest round of corporate earnings results and saw hints that perhaps we're coming or nearing an end to the tightening cycle. Dow was up 830 points or 2.6%. Broader S&P 500 rallied 2.5% and the NASDAQ rebounded 2.9%. Small cap Russell 2000 index up 2.25%. For the week, the Dow gained 5.7%, recording its fourth consecutive weekly climb. S&P 500 up almost 4% and the NASDAQ rose 2.2%. That was despite a brutal earnings week for big tech. Alphabet, Amazon, Meta and Microsoft combined lost over $350 billion in market cap after offering concerning commentary for the third quarter and the remainder of the year. Meta platform stock had its worst week since the company's IPO back in 2012, slumping 23.7% over the past 5 days. Amazon and Microsoft logged weekly declines of 13.3% and 2.4% respectively. Apple bucked the trend with a 5.8% weekly advance. On the US corporate earnings front on Friday night, two energy majors reporting numbers. ExxonMobil Corp rallied 2.9%. Largest energy company in the US reported better than expected adjusted third quarter EPS and revenue. Also announced a dividend hike to take effect in the fourth quarter, raising its quarterly dividend by 3 cents to 91 cents per share. Separately, Chevron up 1.2%. Second largest US oil major reported adjusted third quarter EPS, revenue and free cash flow that exceeded expectations by wide margins. Colgate Palmolive gained 1.9%. That was despite the consumer goods giant undershooting adjusted EPS and sales estimates for the third quarter as inflationary pressures pushed costs higher and the strong dollar weighed. Company raised prices by 11.5% in the quarter. Colgate also updated its full-year guidance, now expecting sales growth in the middle of its 1-4% range, while adjusted EPS expected to decline by 7-8% due to the strong impact of the US dollar strength. More than 150 S&P 500 companies are due to report quarterly results this week. Kicks off with Arista Networks, NXP Semiconductors, Stryker and Williams companies tonight. Other notables throughout the week include Advanced Micro Devices, Eli Lilly, Marathon Petroleum, Newmont, Pfizer, Simon Property Group and Uber on Tuesday night, CVS Health Corp, eBay and Qualcomm on Wednesday night, and Airbnb, ConocoPhillips, Marriott International, Moderna, PayPal, Starbucks and Warner Brothers on Thursday night. On the US economic data front, personal incomes rose 0.4% month-on-month in September. That was above economists' forecast for a 0.3% rise. But the focus was on the inflation side of things. The core personal consumption expenditures price index, which is the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, rose 0.5% in September. That was in line with economists' expectations and down from 0.6% in August. In the past 12 months, the core PCE climbed 5.1% in September, up from 4.9% in August. That's just a few ticks below the 40-year high of 5.4% we saw in February. Separately, pending home sales recorded a fourth straight monthly decline in September and their 10th monthly fall in the last 11 months, down 10.2% against economists' forecast for a far more modest 4% drop. And a final reading of the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index improved slightly in October to 59.9. That was up from 59.8 earlier in the month. European bourses logged modest gains on Friday after a mixed session. Gains for the telecommunications and healthcare sectors up 1.8% and 1.4% respectively, offsetting declines for the basic resources and retail sectors, which were both down 2%. That left the pan-European Stock 600 index 0.1% higher for the session. Germany's DAX adding 0.2%. Volkswagen Ease, that was despite the car maker saying it expected deliveries to be around the same as last year and reported third quarter earnings of 4.3 billion euros. France's CAC up 0.5%. Danone was higher after it raised its 2022 revenue growth forecast. French crude group was able to raise prices to counter soaring costs. The economic data front, German GDP expanded at a quarter-on-quarter pace of 0.3% for the third quarter. That was compared to consensus expectations for a contraction of 0.2%. Germany's GDP now also sits about 2% above its pre-COVID level. London's FTSE 100 fell 0.4%. British Airways parent IAG is down 3.7% despite swinging to a third quarter profit. Anglo American and Rio Tinto were both weaker, down 3.4% and 3.8% respectively, following results from Glencore. And NatWest tumbled 9.2%, reporting flat third quarter profit of £1.1 billion amid a deteriorating outlook. It was short of expectations for £1.2 billion. That's all banking peers, Lloyds Banking Group, Standard Chartered and Barclays, all under significant pressure. Centrica was up over 5%, announcing the reopening of its mothballed Rough Gas storage facility off the UK's east coast, which served to ease supply concerns. UK corporate calendar this week, also a busy one. First half result from energy giant BP on Tuesday. Then we've got GSK and Next PLC reporting first half results on Wednesday. BT Group and Sainsbury releasing first half results on Thursday. Base metals weaker across the board on Friday. Copper down 2.8% to be trading just above $3.42 a pound. Nickel down 1.1%. Aluminium with a 3.3% decline and zinc down 4.1%. Benchmark spot iron ore down 65 cents on Friday to $81.85 a metric ton. Gold futures down $20.80 or 1.3% to $1,644.60 an ounce, down 0.7% for the week. Oil prices retreated. Several Chinese cities are widening their COVID curbs. WTI down $1.18 or 1.3% to $87.90 a barrel. That left it with a gain of 3.4% for the week. Brent down $1.19 or 1.2% to $95.77 a barrel, still settling with a 2.4% weekly gain. As I alluded to, Reuters reporting Chinese cities from Wuhan in central China to Jining in the northwest were doubling down on COVID-19 curbs. Among them was China's fourth largest city by economic output, Guangzhou. Latest curbs came after China last Thursday reported a third straight day of more than 1,000 new COVID cases nationwide. US 10-year Treasury yield's up 7.1 basis points to just over 4%. Benchmark maturity still recorded its biggest weekly yield decline since the weekend of the 1st of July, down 20.3 points. Two-year note yield climbed 10 basis points to 4.42%. Elsewhere, both the Bank of Japan and the Central Bank of Russia left their benchmark interest rates unchanged on Friday. The week ahead includes a number of global central bank meetings, including our own Reserve Bank of Australia on Tuesday. The Fed announces their latest decision on Thursday morning our time, and the Bank of England released their latest interest rate decision on Thursday night. It's also global PMI week this week, while we get inflation figures from the Eurozone, and perhaps the biggest one of the week is the US non-farm payrolls report, which is released on Friday. Aussie dollar buying about 64.1 US cents. Preliminary retail sales figures for September, private sector credit for September, and a final reading of the S&P Global Manufacturing PMI for October headline today's local economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.